This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in there and join the show that way at username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request there first, and we'll approve that, and you'll be good to go from that point forward. Call us on Skype. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room where you can join us at discord.lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're going to start out with a follow-up piece on a story that just sort of we've been covering over the years, and that is Uber. Not because I'm a huge fan of Uber. I think they do an okay job at what they do, which is to say, bringing the idea of some level of decentralization to being able to get a ride somewhere, even though they are still a centralized company. They did kind of lead the way in this world of ride sharing. And, anybody that's used their app or their competitor Lyft, which as I understand is very, very similar, it's a pretty slick process. Like, they've done a pretty good job of, making this possible to where people can work for Uber, but not really, because they're contractors, not employees, as we're going to find out here in just a moment. But they're working for Uber. They can decide when they want to work. They can log into the app as a driver, and then they just start receiving calls whenever, or they start receiving rides whenever, or fares, or whatever you want to call them, whenever they are nearby, such a thing. And, it's been around now for many years. Some of the drivers aren't happy with the way they've been treated by Uber, and I think for legitimate reasons. Uber's not the best company. They kicked me out, and I had a 5-star rating after somebody apparently complained to them about something, which they never explained to me what that was. So, they were very corporate and very rude about that, and I didn't deserve that.
And then Uber sets the rates for what the ride is going to be. So it's not the driver setting their rates.
Right. It's not a truly decentralized
Uber
system.
Decides, and has anybody said it was decentralized?
No, I kind of suggested a moment ago that it brought some level of decentralization.
You know what it does is it brings competition, and even though it's not decentralized, it also breaks down barriers as far as like regulatory issue that regulations that create a very monopoly.
That much they've done. There is the aspect of it being decentralized in that Uber doesn't actually have a fleet. So, or not yet. Eventually, they're probably going to have one with the automated cars that they're building. But the initial creation of Uber was you as a driver, you got to take care of your own car. You've got to make sure it's,
And pretty much anybody can participate, right? Like, it's
as long as you're 21 and you can drive and you've got a car with four doors.
Yeah, I mean, anybody is
not older than 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
It's a newer car, good driving record.
Yeah.
But also, Uber just arbitrarily decides how much of the percentage of the fare to pay the drivers.
Yeah.
And that seems to change.
They take it down. They've taken it down over time. When I started, it was, 80%, and then it went down to like 75 or 70, something
70.
Like that. I don't know if it's at 70 yet. It probably
is. I think it is.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was. So, their overhead costs are going up. Their attorney's fees. I mean, they're paying a load of money to attorneys to fight various different governments around the globe. And that's one of the things I like about Uber is, as you were saying, they're willing to go toe-to-toe with these, state and local governments around the world.
I would have to imagine that's probably a huge cost
Gotta be.
Yeah.
So they've had their offices raided in some countries, like in France.
If they actually if the government got out of this business, the costs of, getting an Uber probably would go down, even though they're not making money off it right now, simply because of the amount of,
So Uber's not making any money? They're still in debt?
That's my understanding, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, but...
Well, look at all the money they're throwing at, defending...
Sure. The drivers are making money. The drivers are making money, although some will claim that they're not making that much when they factor out the cost of gas, the cost of repairs, and then they look at what they're actually bringing
in. But you know what? It's still more than minimum wage.
Like, some say it's not.
No, there was actually a study done not too long ago that showed that they're actually not making the average driver for Uber. Once they factor in what their repairs are for their vehicles and what any taxes would be, they're not making minimum wage. Yep. Mm-hmm. But because of the standard deductions and stuff of that sort, they're able to wind up claiming more on like a tax deduction than what they actually wind up making. And so some people are upset of Uber drivers aren't paying taxes because reasons, well, but on, they're still buying on. Gas and there's a fuel
so,
tax.
Yeah. So, but there's another. I remember, you know, I know what you're talking about, and that I believe the study that was done was debunked. Yeah, I believe it was debunked.
Because some people say different things. Like the people who I know personally who've done it, they'll say they'll average like $10 an
hour. The
people, but are they counting for expenses or is that just
I think it was like
this money.
$15 an hour, but that's not accounting for expenses.
Maybe it's $10 after you account for the expenses.
Maybe.
I don't know. Now this would be a question for some of the people out there.
It depends on the area too. So. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if
there's somebody out there who's an Uber or Lyft driver and, you know, you want to comment on, really worth it?
You know, you've also got to figure that there's going to be, and a lot of the reasons that there are these lawsuits on, I'm an employee, I'm not a contractor, is people that will log into the app and not really do anything for several hours that are making zero.
Well, no, if they don't do anything, then they will lose out because Uber will punish you. If you're a driver and you're logged into the app and they send you a ding for a ride and it just, you know, you let it pass and then they send you another one and you know, if you let pass a certain number of them, you'll start to get punished and they'll be like, well, Daryl, you haven't been taking the rides and Chris, you might be a little bit further away, but you've been taking the ride. So we're just going to send you the ride. So normally the Uber app will send it to the driver who's closest
that's not punishing the driver.
Well, no, they deserve to be punished because they're not giving people rides.
Right, okay, but I don't know if I call that punishment. That's just...
Okay, whatever. It's a consequence.
Sure, sure.
I'm just pointing out that, you know, there are some people that make a lot closer to zero than to 15, and that gets factored into these studies.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Where they say the average driver makes fill in the blank.
I got you.
And that number is lower than minimum wage.
See, yeah, that's yeah.
Because
that
if
like
I make
$1
and you make 14, the average is $7.50.
Right. See, that's it. If that's what they're doing, then that's a sneaky, dishonest number, because what they should be comparing is people who log 40 hours or whatever, people who are doing their full-time work as an Uber driver. What do those people, you know, come out to as far as what they make?
Oh, man. Okay, so the article, I think, goes into it a little bit more, but that's not – there's only a certain percentage of people who actually – I think it's like 20% or something like that – that actually do full-time
work
for Uber.
Most of them don't,
Most of them.
So it's not even like
– To supplement.
Right. Even then, they could still compare part-timers that, you know, log a certain number of hours per week or whatever. And again, if you're not doing it a lot – then it's not really truly fair to factor in the cost of repair on the car, right? Like, if you're not a full-time driver.
That doesn't even matter, because that's a cost of doing business as an Uber or as a driver of that type. As a contractor, you have costs. And another thing I wanted to point out, Daryl, before about that is, every other business gets to write stuff off. Why would an Uber driver not write stuff off? That's not, it just seems ridiculous. That sounds like somebody who doesn't understand how a business operates.
Oh, yeah, many of these people have no idea how business operates.
Right, and the people that were making the arguments about, you know, they get to deduct off their fuel mileage, they were complaining that they're not paying taxes on the money they made.
Well, they are paying taxes still. It's just they get to write it off and they're not paying a tax on it because it's not profit, basically, is what it comes down to. So they're still paying taxes on their gas and everything else.
Right, which is what I pointed out, but people are basically bitching that somebody else is not paying their fair share of income theft.
Because if you were a large corporation, you wouldn't be paying it either. You'd still be writing it off.
These drivers who've been suing, and we're actually going to get into the story here in a little bit, but the story is about the lawsuits that have been filed in a couple different states. I think it was California and Massachusetts. I don't know which one this one focuses on.
This is actually a federal case.
Oh, okay.
It's from Philadelphia, but it's, federal.
So, but there have been cases filed, and maybe it was in federal courts in those states, but either way. The drivers don't understand what running a business is. They don't understand the difference between an employee and a contractor, and they want to be considered an employee. but, you know, Uber designed their business.
Taxi job.
Yeah, they designed their business to where you are a contractor for them, and there's there are reasons why they did that. We can get into it coming up here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts also welcome, especially if you have been or are currently a driver for one of these ride-sharing services and you want to weigh in on, you know, after you factored in or factored out the ongoing cost of repairs and gas, you know, what do you really take home at the end of a week or a month with Uber? More coming up.
This is Daryl W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I am raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in. in toll-free to join us on the radio. Bring up anything you want to discuss. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Great place to go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency, like the very first one that started it all. That was Bitcoin back in 2009, created by Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin. You'll get the history. You'll get information on why Bitcoin is so important to the world and why you should get involved. Go to Bitcoin.com and you can learn more about that there. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. If you're not so new to Bitcoin, you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got that too. Just go to their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. They got fresh content up there every single day. As we go to the phones, we're going to talk more about Uber and the recent court case that has been decided. Chris has that story for us. But first, Dave Ridley is with us from RidleyReport.com on Skype. Go ahead, Dave.
Looks like there is a slew of Second Amendment rallies that are going to be happening this weekend at state houses around the country.
Oh, and what kind of Second Amendment rallies? What does that mean?
I don't know exactly. I saw something from Jack Kimball. And I also saw some original source material, but I forget the name of the organization.
Who is Jack Kimball?
I don't know who that is.
Jack Kimball is the former chair of the GOP in New Hampshire who was forced out because he was basically probably too conservative.
Okay. So what are these rallies? They're pro-Second Amendment? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it's open carry. They're asking people to bring unloaded rifles, you know, slung over their shoulder or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And the one in New Hampshire is going to be at 2 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, the 14th.
Okay. I mean, were you just calling to announce the event, or you want to tell us how you feel about it, or what? Because we don't really want to take event announcements because it's not really something our audience is going to care about for the most part, unless they're in New Hampshire, which is probably a very small minority.
Oh, if I waited to call you until I had something more to say, then I would have waited until tomorrow and it was too late.
Okay, I gotcha. Do you want to comment on these rallies? Do you think they'll be effective? Is there a goal to them? Do you know anything else about it?
I don't. But the idea of open carry is great. There's nothing aggressive about having a rally at the state house. It's a good place to have it. And I guess it's going to be. I read that there's going to be one that there's 45 different state houses will be having one of these.
Well, I think things are going to be even more interesting at the state house on 420, which is the day that typically, historically here in New Hampshire, people will gather on the state house steps and smoke cannabis. However, what's going to make it more interesting this year is that the anti-gun people are having a protest at the same time, the same location. And I just met with Rich Paul today, who is a sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live, who's longtime the head of, not anymore, but the head of the organization that started the 420 celebrations, the 420 rallies in New Hampshire. And he says he's encouraging open carriers to attend the 420 rally, although not encouraging them to do both at the same time. So
right, because that's a felony.
Right. If you're going to be smoking cannabis, you should not be open carrying, and if you're going to be open carrying, you should not be smoking cannabis, is what his recommendation is. But he does want to see the open carriers come out during the cannabis rally, and then, of course, at the same time, they'll see the anti-gunners.
If it wasn't possibly a safety issue, I'd almost be like, do both.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a safety issue. The only safety issue is from the police coming and tackling you.
Well, I guess it's probably fair to say
that
it's
still
a safety
concern.
Issue. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I guess you're right. I shouldn't be too concerned about,
coming from you.
I thought I saw a barking dog. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
No, that phone looked like a gun. I was in fear for my life. All right, Dave. There you go. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Maybe are you going to this protest? Will you be covering it for Ridley Report?
I think I'll miss this one.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't that important to you then.
It's important enough to call you about.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We go to Parker. He's on the line in Washington on Skype as well. Go ahead, Parker.
Oh, wow. That was fast. I have an idea that I and a Facebook friend have been working on. We call it the 30-day voluntarist challenge.
Okay, what's that?
Well, the rules are pretty simple, and the rules are as follows. Number one, All challenged participants must forego or abstain from watching mainstream media for 30 days. Number two, all challenged participants must watch, read, and listen to a carefully curated selection of podcasts, videos, and reading materials.
Who is carefully curating this selection of podcasts? And what are some of them on that carefully selected, curated list?
Well, that is an excellent question. We're actually thinking of having Larkin Rose as one of the admins for this Facebook group. We haven't heard back from him yet, but we did just put the Facebook group up today, so it may take him a while. We're thinking things like The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose, Neither Bullets Nor Ballots, which is an essay or some sort of reading material which Roger Paxton read on Essential Libertarianism. Let's see here.
Those are both audiobooks, not podcasts.
Okay, podcasts. So part of the problem with Dave Smith, let's see here. Everything Voluntary.
Part of the problem is one of the newest shows on LRN.fm, by the way. We just added him a couple weeks ago.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, so we don't need a whole laundry list here.
Right, I was just curious, you know, like how it was determined what was on this carefully curated list of things that voluntarists must wind up doing.
Right. Well, it's more or less like we know what voluntarist content is. We just need to make sure that the participants that take the challenge, that they have a good, firm list of content to go through.
Okay. What's next on your list of rules for volunteers?
Number three. All challenged participants must discuss the content that they have consumed with a current voluntarist. So, for instance, if someone is a challenged participant, if they are challenged to take the 30-day voluntarist challenge.
Is this like a 30-day full-time job? Because it sounds like there's a lot. I mean, we're not even through whatever this list is yet here. But you got to read. You got to listen. Then you have to discuss everything with somebody.
Do you have to agree to be in the challenge, or could somebody just say, I challenge Ian, and then Ian never responds because he's not on Facebook, and then he gets kicked out of voluntary, you know, university or whatever.
Apparently you'd only get kicked out of their Facebook group. But anyway, go ahead, Parker.
Who accepts the challenge in order for the challenge to take place?
Yeah. And why would somebody want to accept this challenge? Because they want to learn about voluntarism? I mean, can't they just do that on their own?
Well, you bring up a good question, and I think that I...
Well, hold on. We can get into it, because we do still want to hear the rest of the requirements, right? All right, so we've got... You've got to read... Was it read some stuff? And then
listen to some podcasts.
Okay.
Don't consume anything that's considered mainstream.
No mainstream media. All right, stand by. We'll continue here with Parker's Voluntarist Challenge, where you must do certain things if you agree to them.
I'm out, because I watch wrestling and Ninja Warrior.
I'm on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, we invite you to join us here toll-free. The number 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we also have Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Plus the Discord on-air call-in line room. Just hop on in over at discord.lrn.fm. And you know about Bitcoin, and you might have heard about some of the other alternatives to Bitcoin, some of the competitors out there, the altcoins, as some of them are called. But there are a lot of them. I mean, there are close to 1,600 cryptocurrencies in the world. Many of them aren't worth talking about. But there are some of them that have some really cool features and you probably should know about, like Zencash, which they've got some of the best technology behind Zencash, including zero-knowledge anonymity. So it is one of the premier privacy coins out there. But it also has the ability to send private messages over the Zencash network, encrypted messages through Zencash. And they're working on adding encrypted media as well, but I don't think they're quite to that point because Zencash is brand new. It started in 2017. You can go to Zencash.com to learn more about it. And it had a great start because it was started by voluntarists, people who actually love liberty, and they've written the ideas of voluntary interaction into their white paper. You can see that for yourself by going to Zencash.com. Zencash has more than 8,000 secure nodes, meaning that it is one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. So go to Zencash.com. Do your due diligence before you decide if you want to get involved or not. That's Zencash.com. We had Parker on the line. He said he had to step away, so I'm not sure if he's going to be returning anytime soon. But he was telling us about this voluntarist challenge, and I guess if we get the chance, maybe we'll go back to that. I don't know. Should that be considered his one call, or if he actually says he has to step away? Like, this is a new thing that we're encountering here, where the caller's just like, hold on, I'll be back later. I don't know if you can do that if we have a one call per night rule.
Right. Well, we will allow somebody, let's say they're driving down the road,
and
the cell phone winds up being disconnected.
Right.
We do allow them to call back,
generally.
But that's completely different than, I've got to go poop.
Well, I don't know what he has to go do, but he said he had to go for a moment. He had to step away for a minute. And anyway, he asked for permission to call back. I'll leave it to the hosts here to decide.
I'm definitely interested in hearing
the rules
for voluntarism that apparently you have to agree to abide by.
Well, I mean, if you agree to a contract, then, you know, you should fulfill your terms of that contract. In this case, he's just saying you got to jump through these hoops if that's
you
what you want to do for some reason.
Watch any mainstream media, but you have to join our Facebook group that's on a mainstream website.
Is this just like an elaborate way to get people to join his Facebook group?
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
And by the way, they're using Larkin Rose's name already, even though he hasn't even agreed to anything yet. So,
right.
I don't know. Yeah. A little shifty. All right. Well, you just had something to add here about the Uber thing, right?
Yeah. Where I had mentioned that there was the study that was done, and it was widely reported by NPR.
I think we talked about it here.
Every other, you know, outlet saying that this MIT professor, I think it was, somebody connected with MIT, did a study and found that apparently the average Uber driver was making somewhere close to like $3 or $4 per hour.
Shocking.
Absolutely shocking. And, well, apparently he admitted that there was an error in his calculations.
Oops.
And there's a very lengthy post on Medium. I will post this on the Facebook and the Twitters. But he winds up saying if we adjust the revenue per hour to account for this, basically all of his errors, we wind up getting a number between $16.53 to $13.04 per hour after expenses. Huge difference between $4, roughly.
Right.
And $13 or $14.
Right. And that's pretty good if you think about it, right? Because, I mean, $13 to $16 or whatever per hour.
After expenses,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, think about a lot of the jobs out there. People are struggling to find jobs that pay $10, $11, $12 an hour. And those are jobs they hate.
Twice minimum wage.
And
at least minimum wage.
Minimum wage 75.
Yeah, right. And so you've got a situation where these are people who are able to set their own hours, unlike a job where you got to show up for a certain time frame wherever the employer says to show up, and even at those jobs you're making less, and then they're taking taxes out of that. So, you know, if you're making $12 an hour at, you know, a typical retail job or a well-paying retail job, like a management position or something like that, then you're paying how much out in taxes? Maybe you're down to $9.10 after, you know, taxes get taken out of that. So this sounds pretty decent. I'm glad you have found that correction.
For a temporary gig, it seems pretty good to me.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily temporary. Like we were saying before, some people are working that full time.
But you know what? If they're working it full time, that means it's actually...
It's paying the bills.
It's worthwhile. And if it's not, then they should be looking
should
for
stop.
Another job.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or start a business that actually pays... You know better.
I mean, you meet interesting people. It's a fun gig. I did it for a little while, sort of as fun.
It's a good job for people who don't have much experience with doing anything or skill set. I mean,
hopefully you're a decent driver, but yeah, you're right. You don't have to have any.
It's a basic skill set, though. I mean, for most people
can drive.
Yeah, I mean, they're capable unless they've got issues, you know, some legal problems.
And if you're not so great, you're going to get run out because they have a certain right. ratings requirement. So if you've ridden on these services, and I presume Lyft is the same as Uber, but I didn't work for Lyft, so I don't know for sure. But when you are a driver for these services, if you get below like a 4 point something, I forget what it is. It's, you know, it's fairly high of the five stars.
Yeah.
If you drop below like a 4, then you're done. They will disconnect you from the service, and you don't get to drive for them anymore.
Yeah, I regularly don't do business with people who would say less than 3 out of 4 stars.
Yeah.
And that's just good policy because you end up getting into issues when people get when their ratings fall below a certain level, and it's just not worth dealing with those people. So it seems like a good policy to me.
So you've got a news story. Let's jump into it here. This is about the court case, federal court case surrounding Uber, where yep. a bunch of whiny drivers have come in and they've said, well, we think we deserve benefits and we deserve an hourly wage and we want to be employees. That's basically what this is.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because the people who want to be employees, it's like, okay, most businesses fail, so
that's right.
Why is it that you are going to be entitled to not fail, basically? Like, why should you be an employee? I mean, if most businesses fail anyway, like, what makes you think that you somehow have a right to force somebody else to take you on as an employee?
When you say most businesses fail, are you referring to the fact that a contractor is essentially their own business,
right.
and that they could be failing as their own business?
Right. Yeah. Right. And if you don't run your business appropriately,
yeah.
like why would Uber want to take you on if you're not going to be efficient in what you're doing?
Well, I don't know if the article gets into this, but I can recall some of the whining that they did was like, well, we're logged into the app and we're not getting rides, so therefore we want to get paid for all the hours we're sitting there waiting for a ride while we're logged in.
Well, that's a poor business decision on your part.
Yeah, find something else to do.
Right.
You know, maybe there's something else you can do while you're waiting for the ride.
Right, and I think that's one of the reasons that a certain percentage wind up driving for Uber, Lyft, and
right.
others because, oh, well, I've not gotten anything from Uber in the last 45 minutes. Let me see if I can get something on Lyft.
I think they run them simultaneously. I believe they run each app simultaneously, and then if a ride comes in on one, they'll turn it off on the other
right.
one.
That makes
and
a lot of sense.
On that one.
Yeah, I mean, this is just like, yeah.
And I think,
it would increase
again,
the cost of doing business if you don't do that, right?
Well, again,
why would somebody employ you for doing full-time if there's not full-time work?
Right, and I think a lot of the people that are filing these suits are in areas where it's either not a particularly busy area, and there are just more drivers than you need.
No, it's an entitlement mentality. These are the kind of people who, they're more likely to be, I would say, you know, leftists or socialists
well,
or whatever.
Well, there's definitely a bit of that, yeah. but again, you know, if there's just more drivers than there are riders, then somebody's
that's
going to be logged
yes.
in yep. and not get any rides.
Right, that's true. There's a certain saturation point where, you know, once there are too many drivers, then people are going to log out,
right.
you know, because they're just not making any money. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so head on over to Skype username lrn.fm. Send a friend request there. If you haven't done that, we'll approve it, and you'll be good to go to call us from that point forward. And then there's also our Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And we're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts here in a moment. But also, we got more on this Uber story. In fact, I don't think we've even really started.
No.
but there's a lot to say about Uber.
It is, because it's been going ongoing for such a long time.
Yeah, and this is the question of whether or not Uber drivers are employees or contractors, and what's the difference? Well, we'll talk about that, too, coming up here. But first, we go to your calls and thoughts. Oh, and I do want to let you know about the Free Talk Live forum, where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts over at forum.freetalklive.com. It's part of the larger Shire forums, where you'll find other forums about New Hampshire-related stuff, because we want to encourage libertarians to move here and join the ever-growing migration of freedom lovers to New Hampshire. So go to forum.freetalklive.com, and you can talk to other Free Talk Live listeners there. As we go first here to Ernest, he's on listening online in New Orleans. Ernest, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Vernon, sorry.
Oh, Vernon.
Yeah, no worries. So why is it okay for us to go to a restaurant, us as in many people, not including yourself? I know how you get with the R's, the we's, and the... Why is it okay for us to go to the restaurant and tip the waiter, the waitress, but we take an Uber or a Lyft and we don't even tip them at all?
I tip on Uber.
Okay, good. Well, that's why I prefaced my comment with what I said. But
you don't have to, and they tell you that you don't have to. So
But it's very typical. I'm an Uber driver, and I rarely get tested. I feel like I do an excellent job every single time I drive someone around.
You know that when you sign up for the driver, they told you that they tell their customers that they don't have to tip, right? Like you're supposed to not expect to be tipped as an Uber driver.
Right, but I'm just saying, right. But my comment, though, is about why do we have the mentality that, well, I don't have to go to a tip at a restaurant. I mean, I'm expected to, especially if I have good service, but I don't have to. Why is the same mentality not applied toward, you know, a driver? If I took a cab, I would probably tip the cab driver. But again, if I take an Uber or a Lyft, am I going to tip? I'm even going to tip the pizza delivery guy. But yet we won't tip Uber or Lyft drivers. It's just an interesting mentality, you know, mindset for me.
Yeah, I didn't know Lyft had the same policy, but it's just some kind of corporate decision they decided to make was to, you know, make it so that they, at least from their mind, and again, some drivers might disagree with this, but they're paying out 70% or whatever of the, you know, the fare to the driver. I imagine that might be a better deal for the driver than working for a cab company, and so therefore they don't figure on getting tips. Maybe the cabbies need the tips better. I'm not sure what went into that decision on Uber's side.
Maybe a better question is why don't you work for a taxi company?
Well, it's hard to get a taxi license, and it's just not worth the regulation. So why not just drive my own car and not have to deal with regulation? But Uber. So you're right. And Lyft has always had tipping. Uber started out with not allowing tipping, but then it did add tipping. And tipping is so easy. Once you end your drive, you're presented with an opportunity to tip. That especially millennials, it's like millennials have just associated Uber with just a real cheap ride.
And I think I had heard that Lyft has added the tipping in the app because. Again, millennials generally don't carry cash. So you tip in app.
I did tip when I was in California through Lyft, but I was going through like a third party, not Lyft directly. But my understanding was there was a tip included in it.
Well, yeah, so that's the first I've heard. I didn't know that Uber actually added tipping to their app.
Now, there was something that like Lyft wasn't like pushing the money through to the drivers or something like that.
Hmm.
But I'm not entirely sure of the details of that.
So, Vernon, you were saying, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to, if you have any other callers, talk about this, because I had an interesting discussion with a couple of millennials the other day, and they said, well, we tip at a restaurant because they're, you know, they're bringing us a bunch of stuff. We tip the pizza delivery man because, you know, he's not a driver, but we don't tip the Uber driver because it's easy for the Uber driver to just drop us around. Yet, to me, you know, we should be on the same level of, if we're going to have a culture where we have to tip, the Uber and the Lyft driver should be at that same level as the pizza delivery driver or someone that's serving my meal at a restaurant.
Well, I mean, tipping is such a strange custom, and it's so inconsistently applied.
Right.
I mean, should you also go ahead and tip the bagger at the cash register when you're getting your groceries? I mean, they're providing you with a valuable service. You don't have to bag the groceries. Like, if it's overnights and I go to the Price Chopper here where it's open 24 hours, I'm bagging my own damn groceries because I want to get out of there. You know?
What about the minimum wage employee that helps you out of, like, a Staples with your furniture?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to tip them, too?
There's nothing wrong with tipping those people, but it's not something that's typically done.
Right.
People at the airport that are called skycaps.
Yep.
The ones that, you know, if for some reason you need help with your bags, you need a wheelchair, it's generally expected that you do give them a tip, but it's something to where they're told you're not, you know, supposed
don't
to rely upon tips.
Yeah.
You don't stand around waiting on somebody to give you a tip. Yeah. You know, it's not like you're one of the fancy bellboys at some fancy hotel to where they'll just stand at your door until you hand them money.
One of the reasons I tip at like a restaurant is because that's part of the wages, basically, for the people that are waiting on you.
They're getting paid less per hour. So,
right. Yeah. I figured out what the minimum wage is for.
$3 an hour.
Yeah,
or something
it's
like
much
that.
Less than the minimum wage. The normal minimum wage for any other job.
Right.
So I think that's probably part of the reason.
You take out the school and you got to take out the taxes and all that other stuff with an Uber driver. So one final thought before I get off.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about just, and I'm sure this is going to sound really like me being a jerk, but I've been thinking about just completely cutting out tipping at all. And so that's going to save me like 20% less on my restaurant bill. It would make me a jerk though, wouldn't it? But it's okay for me to not tip my Uber driver.
I have a better suggestion for you. Write it off.
Your Uber drivers are getting paid better than a waitress would get paid if she didn't get tips.
If you're not,
if nobody tipped a waitress on a night, she'd be devastated.
Oh yeah.
But if an Uber driver doesn't get a tip, it's no big deal because you're taking home 70% of every dollar that comes in.
And that waitress would, at the end of the week, wind up getting a check for $0 because they're being taxed based on a certain percentage of their receipts, whether they get a tip or not.
Yeah, it's just not a fair comparison.
As an independent contractor, you should be writing off your cost of doing business so you won't get taxed on that that part of it if you're doing your taxes right.
That's a good point. It's just you got to itemize everything and keep up with all those receipts.
I know a Free Talk Live co-host who can help you with all of that. Her name is Melanie.
Thank you.
Reach out to her at tax.freetalklive.com. Hey, thanks, Brenna. Oh, hey, Brenna, before you go, how long have you been doing the... Sorry, because he's gone. Anyway, I was going to ask him how long he'd been driving. You know, he was an Uber driver.
Yeah.
You know, kind of get some basic info on him there. Yeah, I mean, you can't get... I don't feel like you should get upset about this. I mean, when you sign up as an Uber driver, they let you know clearly, we don't require our customers to tip. We don't, you know, I guess now they've added it as an option, which is nice. That might help.
And Lyft.
That probably,
and Lyft.
He said it was Uber that did.
I thought it was Lyft.
No,
he said Lyft.
It's Lyft. It's Lyft. Because I've heard the commercials in various
I'm not doubting
podcasts.
That Lyft has it, but I'm saying he said in his call that
That's
Uber had
not
added
what I heard
it
him
as
say.
Well. Okay.
I don't, I think Daryl was saying the same thing. He didn't hear it either. He heard Lyft, not Uber.
All right. Well, anyway, regardless, so if you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. If they did add it in, then that's, you know, that's nice because it makes it so people can, you know, more conveniently tip, like you said, if they don't have cash.
So doing a search here, the first result is Uber finally caves and adds a tipping option to its app.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought he said it was. I thought he said it was Uber.
I know I've heard ads
so they were like,
for Lyft saying that in-app tipping is
so
a thing.
Yeah, so they aped what Lyft had already done was
sounds
what's
like
going
it.
On. So that's good. But again, it's still something that they say to you, hey, you don't have to – don't expect being tipped. If you get tipped, consider it a bonus. Consider it above and beyond, but it's not a requirement because, again, they feel like they're paying out enough. They're paying out 70% of every dollar that comes in. So I don't feel like it's the same situation. And if you want to talk about tipping, one of the most insulting, I would say, tipping situations is the guy that stands in a fancy bathroom – and you know, like has towels or just like stands there.
I've never been to that fancy of a place to where there was some guy standing in the bathroom.
It's not usually. It's not always
it's
in
not
a fancy
common.
Bathroom. It's not always in a fancy bathroom. I remember being at a club for a rave and they had like
that
a
was
hulking
just a crackhead.
Thug. No, he was security. He was club security, and they just had this hulking security guy in there whose like basic job is to intimidate you essentially into feeling guilty about not leaving him a tip for you know. Know, basically doing nothing for you, right? Like he's there to keep the bathroom somewhat clean during a busy time, but he should be getting paid for that,
right?
Not getting tips. So that's one of the times where I'm like, I don't want to give this guy.
I've never tipped them either.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you're supposed to ensure promptness, right? You're supposed to pay for good service, so you get good service.
That's not what the word tip means.
No?
That's just a made-up thing.
Well, it sounds fine to me. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and I'll tell you, if you tip well, you will get prompt service from that server in the future. There's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.